hour. Now, the news on Access Radio 88.8 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to Access Radio Afternoon News Bulletin, but first here are the headlines. Activist urges timely payment of civil servant salaries. Kir urges officials to serve with integrity and foster public welfare. And experts call for better flood management and sustainable use of SAT wetlands. And now the news in details with me, Asona Bilal Noah Christopher. A civil society activist in Kapoita South County of Eastern Equatoria State has called on the government to ensure timely payment of civil servant salaries, saying many workers have gone for nearly a year and several months without pay. Juma Tikol, Secretary General of Eastern Equatoria Civil Society Network, made the remarks while speaking to Sangaita 88.3 FM during Labor Day commemorations on Thursday. He praised civil servants across South Sudan for remaining committed to their duties despite prolonged salary delays, but warned that the situation risks undermining morale and the public service delivery. Tikol said that civil servants have not been paid for almost 1 year and some months, yet they remain committed. As we celebrate Labor Day, the message to the government is to ensure salaries are paid on time so that the work of citizens is recognized. Labor Day, marked annually on May 1st, honors workers and recognizes the contribution to national development. President Salva Kiir urged newly sworn-in ministers and security heads at the State House on Thursday to bear allegiance to the Republic of South Sudan and foster the welfare of its people. According to a statement from the Office of the President on April 30th, President Kiir directed officials to discharge their duties with integrity and professionalism. He emphasized that the appointees must develop in their respective roles. The president further called on the officials to uphold discipline and accountability, noting that cooperation among government institutions is essential to strengthening stability and improving service delivery across the country. The officials sworn in include Dr. James Pitia Morgan as Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Dr. Lambanya Margaret Mataya Ugila as Minister of Trade and Industry, and Atong Kol Manyang as Minister of Youth and Sports. Also sworn in was Justin Mapeng Ater as Commissioner of the Human Rights Commission, who pledged to exercise the power vested in him by the South Sudan Human Rights Commission Act with integrity and dignity. Environmental experts have called for urgent action to improve flood management and protect South Sudan's vast wetland ecosystems as communities continue to grapple with the devastating effects of seasonal flooding. Speaking during a workshop organized by the White Nile and SAT Center in collaboration with Wake Forest University, Acting Executive Director Tong Deng Anyel said the initiative brought together delegates from flood-affected regions to discuss practical solutions for managing water resources and reducing disasters risk. The conference drew participants from states including Upper Nile, Unity State, Jonglei, Lake State, and Warap. Deng noted that while these areas were selected for research purposes, flooding remains a widespread problem across the country. The government of Western Equatoria State has handed over land for the construction of a high-tech reference laboratory in Yambio, aimed at boosting detection and response to infectious diseases including Ebola and monkeypox. Governor Daniel Badagbu Rembase said during a ceremony on Wednesday that the facility would strengthen the state's ability to diagnose and manage outbreaks locally, reducing reliance on testing in the capital, Juba. At this important juncture, we have come to the site that will be handed over to engineers for the construction of a high-tech reference laboratory that will serve the people of Western Equatoria, he said, adding that construction would begin immediately. the laboratory to be built on a 50 by 20 meters plot at Yambio State Hospital is expected to improve turnaround times for test results and support faster public health responses. The project is backed by the African Union and the African Center for Disease Control and Prevention as part of efforts to strengthen laboratory systems and epidemic preparedness in South Sudan. You are listening to Access Radio News. South Sudan's Ministry of Trade and Industry has launched an online trade information hub aimed at simplifying export and import procedures and providing clearer guidance for investors. The platform, unveiled at an event in Juba on Thursday, is designed to improve access to market information and reduce bureaucratic hurdles that businesses face in cross-border trade. Vice President for the Economic Cluster, James Wani Iga, said the government must prioritize cybersecurity as it expands digital services in the trade sector. As we embrace digital solutions in trade, we must equally invest in strong cybersecurity systems to protect sensitive data and ensure the reliability of this platform, Iga said. Meanwhile, Speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, Joseph Njere Pasiko, cautioned that weak digital infrastructure could limit the platform's effectiveness. Central Equatoria State Council of Ministers approved a plan to map recreational centers and playgrounds across Juba to help restore public spaces. The decision was taken during a regular cabinet sitting chaired by Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony on Thursday. The council endorsed a memorandum presented by the Minister of Culture, Youth and Sports, Bus Buse, proposing a comprehensive review of the status of playgrounds and recreational facilities in Juba County and Juba City Council. According to the Office of the Governor, the mapping exercise will be carried out in coordination with the State Ministry of Housing, Land and Public Utilities, the Juba County Commissioner and the Mayor of Juba City Council. The Cabinet directed that the Minister complete the assessment and submit their findings in 3 weeks. And in our regional news, Gaba Trading Center turned into a scene of jubilation yesterday after residents erupted in chants, songs and dance following the sentencing of Christopher Okello Onyum to death for the brutal murder of 4 toddlers in a case that has gripped the nation and shaken the Lakeside community to its core. Outside the mobile court, sitting at the playground in Kampala, crowds that had gathered from early morning broke into loud celebrations. Immediately, the ruling was delivered. As soon as Justice Alice Komuhangi Kuka pronounced the death sentence, residents surged into the streets, banging metallic plates, saucepans, jerrycans, and any available household items in a rhythmic chorus of relief and triumph. Okello Ofude children led the chants, jumping and dancing as adults joined in. Others repeatedly called out the names of the victims, turning grief into a collective moment of remembrance and what many described as long-awaited justice. And to end the news, here's the recap of the main stories once again. Activist urges timely payment of civil servant salaries. Kir urges officials to serve with integrity and foster public welfare. And expert call for better flood management and sustainable use of sad wetlands. For more news, log on to our website at www.radioyay.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at Access Radio 88.8 Yay. And if there's any news story you would like Access Radio to report, call or send us a WhatsApp message on +211 927 588870. On behalf of the news team, I've been Yesona Bilal Noah. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
You're tuned to Yay's number one radio station.